Good morning, it's Marilyn Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. When I saw that Open Society Institute Baltimore and the Pratt Library are inviting the public to a discussion tomorrow evening about bias in how media cover communities of color, I was reminded again that public radio brings something different to the table. The way public radio covered the riot and uprising in Baltimore this spring is not the way cable TV covered it. But let's be realistic. Society is probably shaped more by commercial media than nonprofit media in the way it frames race, crime, poverty, and inequality. The Society of Professional Journalists' Code of Ethics says the duty of journalists is to, quote, seek truth and provide a fair and comprehensive account of events and issues, close quote. When it comes to reporting on issues of race, have the media met that standard? To what extent are media unaware of their own bias? Journalist Stacey Patton is one of the panelists who will be addressing those questions tomorrow at the Pratt. She's a former reporter for the Baltimore Sun and the Chronicle of Higher Education, now a columnist writing about race for Dame Magazine, an online publication which describes itself as for women who know better. She's also working on two books for Beacon Press. We reached her Friday when she called from Atlanta, where she was moderating a panel for the centennial celebration of the Association for the Life and Study of African-American History. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, Stacey Patton, huge amount of press, ink, and airtime devoted to black lives, black communities around the U.S. in the wake of deaths of blacks at the hands of police. How do you assess that coverage?
Yeah, I think any conversation about how the media is handling our current issues over race, conversations over race, must begin with the 1968 Kerner Commission report, which called out the mainstream media for its biases in terms of covering communities of color. And so here we are half century later, and it's easy to question how much has really changed. So over the past year, we've seen how police brutality has drawn national media coverage following these killings, but many activists of color and also journalists of color working inside newsrooms and in other alternative media are troubled that so much of the reporting has framed, you know, the protesters as criminals, Black Lives Matter as a hate group, and yet they've also failed to address the larger issues of systemic racism, such as over-policing of communities of color and the demonization of people of color overall in the media coverage.
Do you think this is unconscious? Do you think it's a deliberate appeal to some emotions of some consumers of news?
I think it's a combination of both. I think there are some people, you know, who get an ego stroke, a sort of racial ego stroke, off of stories about, you know, black criminality and crime statistics and black pathology, because we have a very long history of a white supremacist narrative that needs to be nurtured in order to legitimize discrimination and to legitimize the fact that we have so many racial disparities in our country. And then I think also there's a bit of, you know, implicit bias and ignorance. You know, I have been working in a predominantly all-white newsroom, and there were no editors of color in that newsroom. And so when you have newsrooms that look like this, particularly at a time when our country is rapidly diversifying, what gets determined to be newsworthy is largely filtered through, you know, a white lens.
On WIPR, this is Marilyn Morning. I'm Sheila Cass, speaking with journalist Stacey Patton, columnist for Dame Magazine, former reporter for the Baltimore Sun and the Chronicle of Higher Education. We're talking about media bias. You mentioned a minute ago in the publicity for your panel at the Pratt Tuesday evening includes the statement, quote, in the wake of the killing of Freddie Gray and the subsequent uprising, many media outlets focused on tired stereotypes about black criminality rather than the years of oppression that sparked the protests, close quote. Here's my question. This show in particular has focused pretty hard on the roots of structural inequality, things like how redlining was originally a federal government policy. But when we focus on that, even though we may not be spreading false assumptions like, you know, blacks are inherently criminal, but we are still creating a negative impression. Mm-hmm. Blacks as limited, mm-hmm. as ineffective, as beset by problems, as failing to overcome barriers. So focusing on the root causes doesn't necessarily solve the problem you're pointing to,
it seems to me. You're exactly right. I think that, you know, there's a lot of talking about black communities. And, you know, I think about something that the great civil rights activist W.E.B. Du Bois said at the dawn of the 20th century, that the problem of the color line, is the problem of the color line. And he wrote incessantly about black people as a problem, being a problem. How does it feel to be a problem? And so when we do enter the mainstream, you know, public's eye, it is, you know, a narrative of long suffering about crime statistics. You know, and if you watch television news, we're framed through mugshots and, you know, robberies and so on. So there's lots of analysis that sort of looked at that. And so our inner lives are not, you know, exposed to people beyond, you know, pathos, beyond deficit narratives. You know, black people are no more violent than any other group of people in this country. But what happens is that, you know, it gets cast as violence gets cast and other social problems get cast as something that's unique to blackness itself. So I think when we talk about these social problems, when we explore them, we need to go far and wide and diversify our coverage of social problems so that it's not just seen as a black thing.
And you mentioned diversity in the newsroom as mm-hmm. important. Is that the best way to address this, or are there other solutions you see?
Yeah, I think that it's one of the primary ways to address it. But I do think that one solution, you know, people may disagree with me, but I think one solution is being born right in front of our eyes. The rise of citizen journalism and social media. You know, there are young tech savvy people who are saying, you know what? Screw the mainstream media. We can tell our own stories. We can look at these issues ourselves. And they are actually, in some cases, we saw this with Jenna 6 and the, you know, the murder of Trayvon Martin. They're pushing the mainstream media to cover stories that would have otherwise not been told, or we would have relied mainly on the, you know, police narratives over some of these killings.
Stacy, thank you.
Thank you, Sheila.
Stacy Patton, former reporter for the Baltimore Sun and the Chronicle of Higher Education, now a columnist writing about race for Dame Magazine. Tomorrow at 7, she'll join Rashad Robinson of Color of Change at the Enoch Pratt Free Library. Open to the public starts at 7 p.m. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks to everyone who supported WIPR's pledge drive. If you have not made a pledge, you still can't. Here's Nathan to tell you how.